Contractor Sales Pros is a place to ask questions and share strategies and best practices to help each other get better as sales professionals in the construction industry. If you want to level up your sales game and hang out with other cool people who are selling great stuff, great services, projects in this industry, head to Facebook and jump into the group that we have there called Contractor Sales Pros today.
Hey, Fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. Spent the last week up at my place in Maine, and on Wednesday decided to play hooky and head over to some of my favorite trails, and spent the afternoon just doing hot laps on a really fast, super rough trail that I love. Reminds me a lot of the old downhill racing stuff I used to do, like riding fast, taking chances, being a stupid idiot, as Dan is wont to do. I woke up Thursday morning, and my 53-year-old ass was sore as fuck. All my muscles were just like throbbing, my back, my knees, everything. Because I literally just took out so much aggression the day before, rode my ass off, and the next day I was like relegated to the freaking bathtub trying to soak my muscles and get moving again. And it made me wonder. It's like, you know, granted, I don't race anymore, so I don't do that as much as I used to, ride like that as much as I used to, but it's my passion. And I got so busy with work here at the Fight and with my paint business this summer, just kind of took my eye off the ball and stopped prioritizing myself. And what I realized when I thought about it, like all the riding I've been doing the last month and a half, and I've been really digging back into it, I've been kind of a sufferfest. And the reason is I kept peeling back the layers is that I'm not quite ever getting into the level of fitness that I want, or at least take up on rides that require a level of fitness I don't have at this point, right? And that's because I'm not consistent enough. I'm not practicing enough. And so the result is I have enough fitness to go on some badass trails. I tend to bite off more than I can chew and come dragging ass back to the truck, just completely bonked and physically destroyed because I was just kind of a bridge too far fitness-wise. And it reminds me when my grandma was raising me and she had me pick up all these fucking crab apples at her house. And she paid me really well. She was cool with that. But I remember kind of complaining about like go over there for chores or basically just going there for candy money. And that's what to do. And she like pointed me to something like weeding the garden or raking these fucking crab apples up. And I complained about it because I was just a titled little kid. And she's like, practice makes perfect, which used to drive me freaking insane. But I kind of understand it now. And when you think about it, like most of the things we do in our life are diminishing skills, right? It's like, I like to shoot guns. If I don't go shooting for a while, my speed's off, my aim is goes to hell. And it's like all this running the gun is not as smooth as it could be. Same goes for sports. Reasons why guys like Kobe just like constantly practiced, even when they're at the top of the game. Because they knew the second they stopped, they would lose the edge and the other players would start to catch up with them. And of course, it applies to trade skills, right? Like you can see, I see with my guys early season, we move back outdoors, moving the big extension ladders and stuff around. Like they're out of practice. Their bodies aren't used to it. They know what they're doing, but they're just, the whole rhythm is off. But then by the end of summer, like a fucking F1 team running around throwing ladders like they weigh nothing. So you kind of get my point. What we focus on, what we practice is always improving, yet it's kind of maybe it's the human condition. We all kind of slack on that from time to time or take our skills for granted, in my case, more often than not. And the result is that we just kind of suck at what we used to be excellent at. So in the Fight, we kind of came to this realization on several levels. And we've introduced a really intensive training-focused series of programs focused on selling that we're super excited about. And the first one is our Coliseum Night. If you've been around long enough to remember our Fight Nights, the monthly calls that Tom and myself and some guests would get on and just light your hair on fire with some ideas, Coliseum kind of falls under that model. It's going to be once a month. But the twist is that it's basically a giant role play free-for-all. So you jump in, there's a little lesson that we're focusing on for the day in the role plays. And then everyone's broken into groups. Last time we did it, it was broken in by trade. So remodelers, finishes, outdoor lifestyle stuff. I'm not sure what we're doing next time. Maybe just mix everybody around in the trades. That kind of makes it more fun. But the reality is everyone got into these smaller rooms with a contractor fight sales coach and a couple of our black belts, like our members that are at the top of their game were in there to assist as well. And members of both the public I think it's like $100 or something to get into this. And our Battleground members who get in for free got some one-to-one instruction on selling, on role-playing, on pre-qualifying. And it was a huge success. So we decided to make it a permanent fixture. And that, the success of that led into, within our Battleground program, the Agogi. And if I'm even pronouncing that right, and that's, we have all these crazy ass names like Coliseum and shit like that. And Agogi, apparently, Tom's son, who's in the Marines, suggested that. And that was the daily training that Spartan men of fighting age engaged in to prepare for war. And the Spartans were always fighting. So we thought that was adept, it's like the contractor fight. We're going out every day is a battle for business, for winning, for growing. And what better way to prepare yourself for killing it on the sales field than practicing daily? So we started the Agogi program, which is 5 days a week, for an hour in Battleground. There's usually one, maybe two coaches in there, depending on what our days look like. And the members that are taking part of it, the attendance has been doubling week over week, are just making hands over fist gains. It's incredible. Like from Monday to the following Friday, people are coming in with real scenarios about what's going on in their life. Like, hey, Dan, we got this conversation's coming up today. Can we go through it? And we roll through it and we talk them, go over the talking points and everything else. And these guys are going out and slaying it. So again, this is just more reinforcement that when you practice what we focus on, we kick ass at. And then the final component of that, those are two new programs. And then our Battleground members, of course, just jump into our, we have this giant role play tracker where all of the 300 members or whatever are getting each other on calendar links and connecting with other members to role play. And then also just kind of shoot the shit and talk business, which is huge. So it kind of builds the Battleground community. So that's kind of my point for today. Practice makes perfect. If you are struggling with your sales process or just sales in general, and you're not role-playing, I would highly suggest, if you're not a Battleground member, to jump on the next Coliseum night and kind of brush up, knock the rust off your skills, pick up a couple new tips. And what I think you're probably going to do is get a taste for how awesome the guys that really practice are and want to get under their wings and get up to their level. And for those of you there in the Battleground or in other contractor fight stuff, and you're already role-playing, you know the Shin Fu, what I'm going to say, and that is just keep at it, keep role-playing, keep connect with other members and share the knowledge and bounce shit off each other. Because when you're saying uncomfortable things in practice, what you find is when you get in a real life situation, got a customer in your face or just trying to negotiate a big deal, that the muscle memory kicks in. And everything you learned, everything you've practiced just seamlessly comes into play and the deals will work out the way you planned. So with that, I will leave you. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails, and hope to see you in Coliseum or Battleground. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us.